Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. And thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is great. Well, we've been watching your show from afar with unityfirst.com. We serve a national audience and we're just ready to promote this show. And I'm a watcher of it myself. My daughter is, all the dancers I know. And we just want
Oh,
to
yay.
continue that excitement across the country.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, tell me, how did you get started and what has been the most exciting piece of your journey? Because again, when you think of your long history with dance, you again going to Jackson State, you majored in criminal justice, you know, so tell me how it all kind of started to get this wave going.
Well, excuse me. Well, for as long as I can remember, I've been dancing for, I mean, forever. And one of my biggest The biggest turning point for me in my dance career was being offered an opportunity to teach at a recreation center here in the city of Jackson where I work. I was placed in charge of the dance program on the entire north side of Jackson, which held over 50 to 60 kids and growing. As the center continued to grow, my dance experience continued to grow. I branched off and started the Dancing Dolls in 2001, which is just a majorette competition squad. In Jackson, we started really small, practicing outside amid pavilions in the park, that kind of thing. And over the years, you know, the squad became popular. I am a student of Jackson State University. I graduated in 2005. A lot of the girls' progression and recognition came from Jackson State University. The band director there realized that, you know, I had something going when it came to the team. You know, I tried out so many times, and that last time, he finally said, "You know what, Diana, if you make the team, what's going to happen to these kids? You're going to just walk away, and there's going to be no Dancing Dolls. And I feel like Dancing Dolls is bigger than you. You need to stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about what's going to happen to these kids." And he had a point. You know, I didn't think about it that way. Here I am, this 18, 19-year-old kid. I'm not thinking about somebody else. But that situation forced me to start thinking about the kids and stop thinking about myself. In 2010, I opened up the Dollhouse Dance Factory by chance. You know, my husband found this building, and at the time in our life, we were going through a lot, and it just kind of God put us in this position, said, "You know what? This is where you're supposed to be." We were in Atlanta, and I moved to Atlanta when I got married, and within 8 months, I was back. That's just how quick it was. It was more like a vacation versus an actual move, because we weren't there very long. Too many things happened. And it's again, it takes me back to what that band director said. If you do this, what's going to happen to those kids? And I told my husband, I said, if we move, what's going to happen to the team? And slowly the team started to fall apart. The things started to happen. I was in Jackson more than I was in Atlanta anyway. So we ended up moving back. My husband found the building and we opened up Dollhouse. And the rest is history. You know, I just thought it was so enlightening that, you know, Lifetime found us interesting, even in just in the first place. You know, here we are, this local dance team that performs in parades and competes, and they found us on YouTube and said, "You know what? We think that what they're doing is interesting. We want to look into it."
Well, you're doing a phenomenal job, and I tell you, everybody's rooting with every one of your team members and rooting with you. And tell me, what is it like really to inspire these girls? And I think one of them might be going to college next year.
Yes, Kayla is a graduating senior. Her and Sunday both are graduating seniors this year. They're going to graduate in 2015. One of mine, that she was on the show, Kalita, she just graduated and she's going to Alcorn State University. She's on the dance line. She made the dance team there, so she's dancing down there this year. For me, it's hard for when the girls say that I inspire them. It's hard to hear. When I say hard, not hard in a bad way, it just does something to me because they don't realize that they've inspired me to do a lot of what I am doing. Like, I keep doing what I'm doing is for them. It's not for me. They give me a reason to keep moving. They give me a reason to keep doing what it is that I'm doing, to keep competing, to keep pushing them to be better people, to keep talking to them about school and attitude and grades and just life. They're the reasons that I do this. And every time they do something that's great, it just pushes me and motivates me to continue to be a better coach and a better person.
And that to me is just so commendable. And also when we see you with the baby dolls, you know how they are going to be coming through the pipeline and all that good stuff. I mean, every time I watch them, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is great, because they're going to have all this great, great motivation, drive, and sense of competition to get on out there in the world. Tell me about the baby dolls.
Yeah, that's true what you just said. I mean, the baby dancing dolls are a handful. I'm going to say that. They're little kids that are between 5 and 10, and they're so ambitious and full of more energy than I think I had at that age. And I'm 35 going on 36, and I get tired. You know, and with the babies, they are like energized bunnies. Like, the battery just never dies. They're bouncing off the walls. They have so many questions and so many ideas. They want to try this and want to try that. Working with the babies can sometimes be a challenge, only because they are so small, but it's a great challenge, because we always end up conquering every goal that we set for the team and even surpassing it sometimes. So Taylor was one of the smallest ones on the team. We have one named Bailey. She was on the new commercial where it says, "Tears doesn't stop in my heart." Bailey is the smallest one. Bailey's 5. Taylor's 7 now. So there's somebody on the squad that's smaller than Taylor. And to watch the two of them try their best to try to make cuts, because they're so small. But to watch them go at it with everybody else and make the battle squad, still be able to get out there and compete, that says a lot about their character.
Oh, yes. And just in all of the girls, you know, what you're instilling, I know when we all watch it, you know, people are watching Sanjay and saying, come on, Sanjay, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And she gets in there and does it. And it's just great to see, you know, all of the, and even the leader, you know, Kayla, she's out there, you know, really commanding a presence. And again, I think for all of those girls watching, all those adults watching, moms watching, dads watching, they're like, you know, we need to get behind our kids. And for that, your show is just so wonderful to do that. Is there anything else that you'd like us to really share with the world about the dancing dolls and what you're trying to do? Anything that you'd like us to really pay attention to when we're watching?
Well, I want people to realize that, you know, we're a faith-based team. We're definitely a faith-based team. We pray before we perform. We always pray over the girls when they get hurt before the show even came. It's something that we do. You know, the girls are really one of those, but they're a group of kids that believe in God, not because I said that they should, but they really actually do. You know, these kids are really, really determined to be great people in society, not just great dancers, great students. These kids are just kids. They're not celebrities. They're not characters on a show. They're not, you know, people that are trying to make a change in the lives of everybody. They're just trying to make a change for themselves and do things that are great for them. I think as people watch the show, they forget that they are just kids, and they're going to make mistakes. They're going to cry. They're going to be hurt. They're going to want to do other things outside of just dance. And sometimes people forget that. You know, and then one of the main reasons why I pray for them is to not just to watch over them so they don't get hurt, but just so they understand that in everything that you do, you always keep God first and you'll always succeed. And I think that the girls have really latched on to that, because I have caught them praying for each other when I'm not around. Camera's not rolling. They're somewhere in a corner praying for each other. I remember Cameron got hurt at practice. The cameras weren't rolling. I think they were on a break. And we didn't want to tell Mimi, because Mimi freaks out about Cameron, freaks out. And we were hiding in the bathroom. And I came in and I said, well, what's wrong? And Kalita said, nothing. She's okay. Nothing. Kalita, Kayla, Cameron. In the bathroom. And they were praying. And she said, I said, well, what's wrong? She said, well, Cameron on her back. She didn't want to tell her mom, because her mom's going to freak out. She's going to make her sit down. We didn't want to tell you, because you're going to make her sit down, but we got this. We got this. And they kind of slammed the door in my face. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and they're growing up. And sometimes it's hard for me to let go and snip those strings like most parents do. But people need to realize and understand that these kids are just kids, and they're trying to make themselves proud and everything that they're going through. It's difficult being on TV. It's hard. Because you have everybody that's looking at you and being judgmental. But overall, they just want to make themselves proud.
Well, overall, I just want to say just great job from, I know all of our readership, and just all the best to you as you move forward. We will be watching and we will share the words about the show coming up on Wednesdays and wants to make sure that everybody will tune in. So I just thank you so much. And I also have to give a shout out to all of our Mississippians out there. We have quite a few in the state who do listen to us and we want to make sure that they hear us. My husband's actually from a town near Oxford, Mississippi, so I know they're all going to be listening.
Okay.
So I just want to wish you well and congrats, and keep us posted on all the good news.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you so much.